Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hi there, I'm Rand Abdel-Fattah from Throughline. If you're listening to this podcast, you know that KQED produces exceptional storytelling that keeps you informed, inspired, and entertained. Their podcasts cover issues from your neighborhood to the entire country and everything in between. Support this work today.
You can help us continue to bring quality podcasts to your ears. Just head to donate.kqed.org/podcast. That's donate.kqed.org/podcast.
From KQED.
I'm in the checkout line at the supermarket with a bottle of wine on the conveyor. Date of birth? The clerk asks. I give her the date as I fumble with my credit card when I'm startled by a voice. Wow, I can't believe you had to do that in front of me, the guy behind me says. I turn to look at him. He's about my age. His teenage daughter is by his side. This is a public service announcement for men who feel badly for women like me who get older with time. I believe your intentions are good. You're probably just trying to shield me from the social blot of snatched youth. But believe me when I say that I don't regard my date of birth as something cringeworthy. I might point out that the designer Vera Wang started her business at 40, that abolitionist Sojourner Truth was 54 when she gave her Ain't I a Woman speech, or that film director Catherine Bigelow won an Oscar at 57. But that's not really the point. Like many of you out there, I was rattled when I crossed into 30. How did I suddenly get so old? By then I had my first child and I spent the day at the beach carving my name in the sand to see how fast the tide would wash me away. Now, two decades and two children later, I look back at that young mama with tenderness, and the only people I'm worried about getting swept away too fast are my remarkable kids and the beautiful man who helped raise them. I've always loved life and everything we could do together when we drowned out all the naysayers, but here's the truth. I love it more than ever now, when half of it is behind me. And here's something else about the me you'll now find in checkout lines. I walk taller than ever before. I finally know who I am in my body, and I genuinely like that girl woman in her unpredictable story. I look in the mirror and I don't see regret or fear. I look in the mirror and think, damn, look at me, alive, knowable, riding the surf. That's me in this short, holy moment of my life, grateful for the days that carried me to who I have become. It's okay, I say, turning to the man and smiling at his daughter. I hope that she notices how steady my voice holds the years. 5-2-67. With a perspective, I'm Susan Dix Lyons.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest, and I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid, and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.